This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We were talking about Social Security last hour. This story from CNBC. Workers who pay into Social Security while they're working should expect benefits from the program when they retire. Yet 72% of American adults worry that Social Security will run out of funds in their lifetimes.
I don't worry about it. I just know it'll happen.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it 72%? You always have to ask, how did they ask this question in the survey?
Are you worried?
I would say, I don't worry about it. Do I think it will be there in the same manner for me when it's my turn? No.
I bet the 28% that aren't worried are already retired.
Or rich.
Yeah. Fair point. Meanwhile, 23% say they do not expect to receive even a dime of the Social Security benefits that they have earned. Millennials and Gen Xers are the most concerned about the program's funding. The pessimism comes as the program's future funding status is uncertain. It has been for years, friends. The trust fund the program relies on to pay retirement benefits is due to run out in 2033. At that time, just 79% of benefits will be payable. Okay. Where's Gen Z in here? It says millennials and Gen Xers.
Z was like, what are you talking about?
Huh?
We're over here doom spending, y'all.
Huh?
I'm going to need two more mojitos.
They're doom spending. Very nice, Sam.
While many Americans worry about Social Security's future, they also don't fully understand how the program works. More than half of respondents, 51%, do not know how to maximize their Social Security benefits, and 33% are uncertain when they may qualify for full retirement benefits.
67 is full, isn't it?
I think it might now be 68.
60, you can take it, but you're kind of screwing yourself if you do, because it'll be low and it will be set low. I think it's 66 or 67, depending on your date of birth.
If you start working and paying into the program through payroll taxes at age 20 and then retire at age 65, you have a 45-year wage history.
Duh. Yeah.
Social Security will use your highest 35 earning years to calculate your benefit.
They lob off, I don't want to say lob off your very first years,
your
but for
10.
Most people, when you're, you know, cutting pizzas at the pizzeria and you're, you know, in your very first job where you're not making much money, that does not factor into the equation.
You can claim retirement benefits at the earliest at age 62, or you can wait until you're 70. That is the highest claiming age. At age 62, you will receive a permanently reduced benefit, meaning it only goes up with COLA. If you wait instead until full retirement age, 66 to 67, depending on when you were born, you will receive 100% of the benefits you earned. But if you wait even longer, you receive even more.
Yeah.
Most experts recommend waiting until the highest age at which benefits can grow, 70.
No way. You know why I don't like that? And I'm not here to dispense financial advice, but let me just tell you something.
Why you don't like it personally?
Personally, why I don't like it for me. And I said the same thing to my mom and dad. There's a sweet spot in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because 70 is a spectrum. You know this. You could retire at 65 and be an older, more decrepit 65 with blown knees, and you're not going to be out living your life. You could be a very healthy 70 and still go out and travel and do all the things you want to do, but you could also be an unhealthy 70. So I don't like the hard number. For me personally, it's how do you feel? You don't want to wait so long to get more money per month that you can't enjoy. What are you going to spend the money on? Tapioca pudding? Like a lifetime supply?
Hell yeah.
No.
There's cafeteria, of course.
Yeah.
For me, honestly, Scott, I want to retire at like 53. I've run the numbers. They're not good.
No comment?
They're not good.
They're not good. By not good, you mean they're terrible.
We've looked at the numbers.
They're not good.
And my money will last me until I'm 54.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The math ain't mathing.
But it's not like, for me, it's not 70. That is a non-starter. If you think I'm sitting in here with you until I am 70 years old, I've got some swampland in Alaska I'll sell you.
Well, there's other people that play into that, but yeah.
I'm just saying 70? No.
We're doing this till we're 90. We're not leaving that guy out there alone.
No, I'll hang with Sam as long as you want to. I'm just saying it ain't going to be 70.
Hurt my feelings. I
mean, these darn kids these days.
Oh, can you
imagine how grumpy we'll be?
Can you imagine?
Generation Alpha is out here dough spending. They don't see a chance of getting any Social Security money.
And how come someone hasn't bought my house yet?
Yeah, I couldn't
see
that.
Interest rates are going down.
Our target demo would be the 65-plus crowd. And that's it.
Did you see the weather the other day? What they do with those green screens,
true.
Man?
It's true,
you're
man.
You're crazy.
That's what the show would sound like, honest to God. What's the forecast for tomorrow? And then Dana would read me the forecast, and then I would forget it.
We'd read the obituaries. Oh, did you see that? So-and-so died.
When did you say it was going to rain?
All right, 913-586.
Busby's buzzword of the day is Metamucil.
Right. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.